on the KSRO live line with us is North Bay Business Journal's editor, Brad Bollinger. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Pat and Larry.
Nice to have you with us this morning. There's a lot happening in Sonoma County business and beyond, but let's start with SMART because, of course, we are all awaiting the announcement of the actual start date for SMART, but they have made some news, and one of the pieces of news has to do with who's going to run the concessions on the SMART trains.
Yeah, if you can imagine the barista making your coffee, The train, which we all hope will get up and running here very soon, has contracted with Becoming Independent, which serves people with disabilities throughout our region, and it's really an incredible organization.
It is.
And they are going to run and staff their concessions on the train. So make sure you bring enough for the tip jar, because it's really a good cause.
Yeah, and they're going to have lots of great vendors, too. Crave Jerky will be there, Cousteau Bakery, lots of places.
Yeah, you know, it's the way things are supposed to be. You have a huge public project like the SMART Train, you know, billion-dollar project, and then you have, you know, local food vendors supplying the supplies, and then a local nonprofit running the concessions. It's the way things are supposed to work, right?
Donald Trump mainly got elected because he was able to connect with the blue-collar people of America, people that would say in the middle of the country, also the ag-related community, and now he's putting it to the ag-related community. He's going to cut a whole lot of agricultural spending, which is really going to affect us here in the North Bay.
Yes, our state ag commissioner, Karen Ross, gave a talk recently at a wine conference, and she pointed out that in the current budget proposal, there would be a number of services to agriculture, export support, even the local crush report, which everyone sits on pins and needles waiting for every year because it gives you an idea of what the size of the crop was and the pricing and what have you. It's been really a key report. Might be threatened. So everyone is... you know, that's an issue when you have a very large budget and you have changing priorities and perhaps it cuts, you know, somebody's going to get it. So, but agriculture is our foundation, and I'm glad they're going to be out there fighting for it.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be a continuing story for sure. I was also interested, Brad, to see the article about Marin County tourism. Now, here's one of the wealthiest counties in the country, and, you know, they just really haven't done it in terms of tourism. Yeah. I mean, they've got great cheese. They've got Cowgirl Creamery in Point Reyes, but it sounds like most of Marin County's tourism dollars are coming from people who want to visit the national parks.
Yes. Well, you've got, you know, Marin has these incredible assets, you know, Mount Tam. I don't know if you've ever walked the Mark Davis Trail and dropped down into Stinson Beach.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's just stunning, and, you know, it's just an incredible place. So, naturally, a lot of people want to come there, and their tourism has been growing between 7% and 10%. But if you really... have a serious conversation with the leadership in Marin County, they're less interested in tourism than tourism management. So, in other words, you get the folks in, let them have a good time, and then
get them out.
And because it is a small county, and it's a fairly concentrated area, but, you know, it's kind of be careful what you ask for kind of thing. Come visit us, and then they do.
All they have to do is look around to their neighboring counties to find out, you know, the kinds of issues that rear their heads when tourism kind of goes amok.
For cyclists, you know, Marin County is outstanding. So, you know, it's a good problem to have, right? Because tourism come in, they spend their money and leave, you know, and go.
It's so, like the perfect guest, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, the deal is the other side of the coin is, you know, what do you need in terms of emergency services and police and other, you know, wear and tear on your infrastructure and things like that. So it's a balance, but it's like I say, it's a good problem to have.
And that's probably how Marin County stays one of the wealthiest counties in the country. Those are just a few of the things going on at the North Bay Business Journal, and take a look at their website, a very easy to navigate. Brad, thanks so much for being with us this morning. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me.
That's North Bay Business Journal editor Brad Bollinger.